Al Jazeera has obtained the largest leak of documents in British political history.
The Labour files revealed the inner workings of a political party that could soon govern Britain.
It just stinks to high heaven what they're doing in the background.
The investigation found evidence of factionalism and racism in the party.
It's utterly sickening that this is happening in a party that claims to be anti-racist, that claims that Black Lives Matter. We don't.
Now, the lawyer commissioned by Labour to investigate the same issues speaks publicly for the first time about what he calls the party's hierarchy of racism.
Anti-Black racism, is Islamophobia, isn't taken as seriously as anti-Semitism. That's the perception that came through.
Have you watched the Labour Files series?
I have, with interest, all three. I was fascinated.
The media was not interested in the reality of the story.
Shut your mouth!
What was very interesting about watching your Labour Files programme was that I think you were actually given access to even more than I was. Now, that isn't necessarily because the party didn't disclose relevant documents, because I think they did. But it seemed to me that you'd had access to more than anybody else.
The Labour Party, under the leadership of Keir Starmer, appointed Martin Ford to conduct his inquiry in May 2020. The Labour files revealed Starmer made a firm commitment to Black and Asian minority ethnic staff in the party.
I can assure you that this investigation is not going to be a whitewash. I know what an independent investigation looks like, and I know what I'm looking for.
Ford examined hostile WhatsApp messages between senior staff about Diane Abbott, a member of parliament and an ally of former Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn.
She literally makes me sick.
Abbott is truly repulsive.
There's no doubt that there were comments made within the WhatsApp group which were racist. I talk in terms of Diane Abbott and a visceral disgust.
Ford felt this reflected a broader problem in the party.
There were a number of submissions I received from party members suggesting that they did feel that the party had wider issues with their approach to racial discrimination. Quite a high proportion of Black and Asian councillors or prospective MPs felt they'd been subjected to disciplinary action, which had been deliberately timed to exclude them from qualifying processes or selection.
In his report, published in July 2022, Ford made 165 recommendations. He was surprised to have heard almost nothing from the party since.
I've had very limited communication with the General Secretary, David Evans, but that was really housekeeping. I have spoken to a caucus of Black Labour Party MPs in the House of Commons. Other than that, I've not spoken to anybody within the party machinery. My slight anxiety is in terms of the perception of a hierarchy and genuine underlying concerns about the wider racial issues, that it's not, in my view, a sufficient response to say that was then, this is now. These are serious debates that need to be had in a respectful context, and I just feel there's work to be done.
The issue of anti-Semitism and the belief that the Labour Party under Jeremy Corbyn harboured anti-Jewish racists dominated the British media for the 4 years of Corbyn's leadership. It contributed to his defeat in the 2019 election, but the British media has shown almost no interest in the Ford report.
Since July last year, how many media outlets have approached you?
I think I was approached by one on the day of publication, But they candidly accepted that they hadn't actually read the report. And I suggested they might want to do that first, and they didn't come back to me.
Is that it?
That's it, yep.
While the media showed little interest in reporting his findings, Ford did receive pressure from Britain's national broadcaster to alter his report. In July 2019, the BBC's main current affairs programme, Panorama, released a documentary fiercely critical of Corbyn's handling of anti-Semitism within the party. Ford said Panorama's use of internal Labour Party emails was
entirely misleading.
The document I'm holding is an email from Karen Whiteman, who's the editor of Panorama. I would be grateful if you consider amending your report in respect of your references to Panorama, so that it more fairly reflects what the programme actually said. I also received emails from John Ware, who was the lead reporter for that documentary.
John Ware's email said,
"Your report has done significant damage to my reputation and to that of the Corporation for Journalistic Integrity. May I ask you to respond by 4 p.m. tomorrow, 11th of October?
I was a little taken aback. The tone was rather like a letter before action that, you know, I might see in litigation. I just came in with a completely open mind, which I'm sure Mr. Ware would say he did too, and he went where his evidence took him. And that's what journalists do. I felt I had a fuller picture because I interviewed not only some of the participants in the programme, but I also interviewed those who hadn't participated in the programme from the alternative faction, as they're often seen. And I would like to think that as I've been a barrister now, I think I'm in my 38th year, that I would have a degree of forensic skill and an ability to try and assess credibility and consistency, because that's what lawyers look for.
The main email used by Panorama featured in the Labour files. It was sent by the party's Director of Communications, Seamus Milne, to Labour's disciplinary unit. Panorama claimed it revealed interference by the leadership in the disciplinary process. Milne's deputy, James Schneider, described how the email referred to a specific case and had been heavily edited.
It reads, "This member is a Jewish activist, the son of a Holocaust survivor. If we're more than very occasionally using disciplinary action against Jewish members for anti-Semitism, something's going wrong and we're muddling up political disputes with racism. Quite apart from this specific case, I think going forward, we need to review where and how we're drawing the line if we're going to have clear and defensible processes. So how this is used is just the red bit. So these 10 words.
I felt vindicated because you demonstrated graphically that it had been filleted. And I think the filleting meant the context was lost and a more sinister interpretation could be placed upon that email than was ever intended.
Ford refused to alter the wording of his report.
I couldn't go so far as to say that this was deliberate. It just seemed to me to be objectively entirely misleading to have that partial quote.
Ford also expressed concern about a second segment in the Panorama film.
But also included.
It featured a Labour Party investigator who was Jewish describing an interview he'd conducted.
And we finished the interview. The person got up to leave the room and then turned back to me and said, "Where are you from?" And I said, "What do you mean, where am I from?" And she said, "I asked you, where are you from?" And I said, "I'm not prepared to discuss this." And they said, "Are you from Israel?" What can you say to that? You are assumed to be in cahoots with the Israeli government. It's this obsession with the fact that just spills over all the time into anti-Semitism.
The Labour files interviewed the party member involved, who is also Jewish.
When he says, "Where are you from?" "Are you from Israel?" That's an absolute lie. I didn't say that.
She had a recording of the interview which showed she, in fact, asked what branch of the Labour Party he belonged to.
"So I'm just curious about, like, what branch are you in?"
"I don't think that's relevant."
"OK."
I was concerned that the two elderly ladies had a tape recording of a meeting where they were later accused of anti-Semitism, which to my ear revealed nothing of the sort. And I think that also found its way into the same Panorama programme. But I hadn't appreciated that, and it wasn't part of my report.
"I'm ashamed of you and all those..."
The Labour files revealed abuse towards Jews who supported Corbyn and other left-wingers. This prompted anger from the party's former shadow chancellor.
"I was, like everyone else, shocked, moved, heartbroken about ways some of the people I know have been treated that were on that programme. These are allegations that the Labour Party must take seriously and must investigate."
Ford's report recommended that Jews who supported Corbyn and don't support Israel should be involved in the party's anti-Semitism training, which he criticised as
didactic, top-down and one-dimensional.
"In the same way as not all black people are homogenous, neither are all Jewish people. I just feel that somebody needs to find a way of encouraging respectful debate such that it is understood that it is not automatically anti-Semitic of you to express a criticism of government policies in Israel. I just felt as a lawyer that, because everybody says the Labour Party is a broad church, that it would be desirable perhaps to have a span of views on the training course."
Former party leader Jeremy Corbyn welcomed the findings in the Labour files.
"The Al Jazeera programme about the Labour Party has had a very big and very powerful impact on Labour Party members and supporters, because it's unlocked a lot of truths about what happened during the time that I was leader of the party, and the systematic undermining, not just of me, but of many other people in the party, and the abuse that was heaped upon MPs such as Diane Abbott. I now have a much better understanding of what I was up against."